I wanted to take that opportunity for people all across the globe, wherever they are, whoever they are, and give them a chance to share that story. Because, you know, every story is valuable and worthy of being told.
There's some words of wisdom I would like to share with you. Are you ready? You cannot please everyone. You are not Chick-fil-A sauce. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, being a man of, how shall I put this, many years, advanced years, surely by now you have stopped trying to please everyone in your life. True?
Well, actually, Allison, I am still pleasing everybody. I'm nailing it. So sure. Far, 100%.
And would your wife, Tracy, say that too?
I'm sure she would. I mean, look at me.
Well, you did tell me once that you're on that like Facebook quiz, you're a golden retriever. So like you try to please everyone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's pretty easy because within a couple of minutes, people say, can you leave me alone? And I do. And so everybody's happy.
Oh, okay. Well, there is definitely bountiful wisdom, I believe, that we can learn within the walls of our favorite Chick-fil-A. But today we're going to focus on the fact that no matter how hard we try, we will never be Chick-fil-A sauce. Because who doesn't love Chick-fil-A sauce? Except, I will say, Jim Mann, who somehow finds Polynesian superior.
No. I do love Chick-fil-A sauce, but being, you know, kind of exotic, I like the Polynesian.
So exotic. That's exactly how I would describe you.
Thank you. See, I pleased you.
You're exotic. You have the, like 10 of the same shirt in your closet.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, here to share some of her wisdom and advice is storyteller, children's book author, columnist, and founder of the popular online community and motherhood website, Leslie Means. Leslie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Honored to be here.
Now, our resumes have something in common.
Oh, okay.
We are both former TV reporters. So how did you get your start in television?
Can I just say, every time I talk to somebody who has been in the television world in the past, I have automatic, it's like I want to give you a hug. Like you just, we just get it. You've been broke. You've been there. Like it's just, it's like, you know, this camaraderie thing.
Yes.
So. Oh, TV. TV. Do you want me to, where did I start?
Yeah, where did you start?
So my first TV gig was right out of college. So my husband and I got married right out of college, and he moved to Houston, and I followed him a few months later after we were married, and he worked for his dream gig in the NBA for the Houston Rockets. And I was like, I'm in Houston. I can get a big TV gig. That is incorrect. I could not get a great
a
gig in Houston, right? Huge market. So my first job was in Beaumont, Texas, and I drove an hour and a half each way to the television station every day, every morning.
Wow.
Hour and a half there, hour and a half back. Fabulous people, kindest people ever. But after a while, I realized I really missed home. And my husband, who had this dream gig in the NBA, was like, all right, Les, you can, you know, find out if there's a job closer to home and we'll go. And I applied for a job at our local TV station where I could be a morning anchor, and I got that. So he moved back. This also needs to be a podcast just about him and this story, because he moved back from his dream gig in the NBA to Nebraska. Couldn't find a job and had to rogue cornfields for a while until he found a
job.
Man. What a good guy. What a good guy. And when I was here at the local TV station, I did weekend news and morning news, and then I started a local talk show.
Very cool. I love that. Did you grow up in Nebraska?
I did. I grew up on a farm about an hour from Kearney, where I live now. Yeah. My family's been here forever.
Well, then maybe we also have detasseling corn both on our resumes. Did you do that?
So I did not do that. My husband did. I did not. That also, but you did that?
Yes, that was my very first job.
I mean, that's hard work. I was always in 4-H, so that always kind of was a conflict. You know, that's what I say. I couldn't get up at 3 a.m. to do that.
I love it. And now you're heading up this amazing website, community, Her View from Home, 2.5 million monthly readers. And of course, one of the articles that caught my eye was talking about how we can't all be Chick-fil-A sauce. So I'd love to hear from you. When did you stop trying to be Chick-fil-A sauce and realize you just can't please everyone?
Have I learned that yet? Can we talk about that? Okay, let's talk. That article was written by the fabulous Amy Weatherly. And she is everywhere and fantastic. And that article went viral for her years ago. And we published it on our site. And Amy and I are dear friends. But we talk about this all the time of how hard it is to please people. And I am actually an Enneagram. Are you a big Enneagram fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What is your number? I have to know that.
I'm a 7. Jim, you're a 4, right?
No. I'm a 9.
Are you a 9?
Oh, see? Okay, Jim gets it. Okay, I am an 8-9, but I say I'm a kind 8. But the 9 is a real struggle because we want to please everybody. We want to help everyone. And guess what? That doesn't work in 2022. Apparently, you can't please everyone.
Oh, no.
My husband's a 9 as well. Jim, you're a 9. It's awesome to be married to a 9, I got to say. Because you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah.
It is. It's really hard for, you know, and for me too, and how I actually run the website and my life, I like to live in this middle space. I truly can listen to other people's opinions and views and kind of understand their perspective. And I feel like everybody should just be like kumbaya and hold hands and get along and... It's really hard. Really hard when you know that the world just does not work like that, does it?
Yeah. Well, you posted this illustration on your Instagram account recently, and it was a photo of a sponge, and it talked about how that we as moms absorb so much responsibility and worry and emotion. So how does the mission of your community at Her View from Home aim to help overwhelmed moms who are maybe feeling that sponge life?
Yep. I love that. So social media in general right now, it's angry or it is fake. You know, so many people, especially over on Instagram, have these beautiful, polished photos of how everything is supposed to look. And what I love so much about Her View is that it is, I use the word just, but just isn't correct here because it's not just normal everyday women. I mean, it is powerful, beautiful, vulnerable stories that these women are sharing, and it's real life and it's reaching millions of people across the globe. And I always tell them, because we have a whole writing community too, that we're always talking constantly. And I say, guys, you have no idea who you are reaching with your words. And you'll never know, right? Like, we never know who's actually reading all of these stories and how it's impacting their life. Just by being real and opening up and showing what is actually happening in life instead of hiding it behind a beautiful filter or a certain opinion, you know? And I love that readers who come to Her View can get that sense of just connection and community and vulnerable reality.
I've racked in my brain to remember, but I have never been a mom, seems to be. So I'm not allowed to read your stuff. And I don't think us guys really read a lot anyway. So, but what gave you the idea to start the mom community, and how can I get in?
Yeah, Jim, you can read it at any time. You are welcome. All are welcome on Her View from Home. So I have always, you know, I grew up on a farm in central Nebraska, and my family's been here since like late 1800s. And I just, you know, even though I was in this small town girl, I never felt small. I always knew that there was this big world with lots of stories. And that has always been my thing. I just wanted to, I like to say I'm a storyteller, not an author, not a writer, because I want to tell my story and I want to hear the stories of others. And I think maybe I felt like that as a kid, that I wanted people to know that, hey, here in Nebraska, even there's cool people in central Nebraska who have cool stories too. And I think I felt that for a long time. And that was a big thing I wanted to do on Her View. I wanted to take that opportunity for people all across the globe, wherever they are, whoever they are, and give them a chance to share that story. Because, you know, every story is valuable and worthy of being told.
How old were your kids when you started the website?
Oh my goodness. They were both of them were under 5. I have 3 kids now, but I think my girls were, 10. Math is hard. 3 and 1. My girls were 3 and 1 at the time.
So I'm guessing what you personally have been writing for the community has changed a lot.
Yep. Definitely. Well, and now I have 2 girls and a little boy. And so that has changed. You know, it's funny though, it's changed and we're all so different. All of the writers, all of the readers obviously are so different on Her View, but we're still so connected with motherhood and different journeys. And it's interesting to me of how we could be in totally different states and different countries even, and still have this, you know, basic connection, which is a cool thing to notice, especially in 2022, you know, with all the different opinions going around.
How many contributors do you have now?
Gosh, we have a writing community of about 1600. I think we've published, 13,000 pieces or so. And we don't, we get hundreds of pieces in each month and we have to reject quite a few pieces as well. But we usually publish 3 to 5 new pieces each day.
And what are the most popular topics?
So our main pillars are motherhood and relationships, marriage, faith, and grief. And so it's a little bit of everything, but I like to say that the community has kind of grown up with me. So I'm 40 and I feel like I know that's our big demographic right now is from about 30 to 55. So it's a lot of moms with kids at home, but as we get older and as the site gets older, it just kind of continues to grow along with us. And I'm pretty sure that's going to just keep being that way as we continue to grow.
And those are probably a lot of moms that eat a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Lots of Chick-fil-A, yes.
Well, what is it about us guys that we just don't do the same thing? I mean, women, they love sharing their feelings and reading about each other's feelings. And guys, you know, we just feel dumb.
No.
You should share your feelings because then yes. That's, you know, the women love that.
I don't know if I can. I'm just kidding.
You can do it, Jim.
Jim, it's really hard to be vulnerable. It's very hard to be vulnerable with people because it's like it's real life. It's hard stuff.
Do you have any male contributors?
We do. We have a few, but mostly it's mostly all women.
No one reads the guy's stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You just read it. Go, that was dumb.
or if they do, the guys are writing about their wives, you know. So yeah, it's mostly all women.
Oh man, I got to start something so we can do. I'm in a small group with guys on Friday mornings, but I sit there and think, man, I don't have any problems. I can't share anything. So I guess we just have it all together, is what it is.
Right, right, that's right.
I think that's you trying to be Chick-fil-A sauce, Jim.
That's a good point, Allison. Anyway. I think it's time for a quick break. But when we come back, we have Food for Thought with Leslie Means.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Leslie, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a dumb question, but what's your favorite sauce?
I don't want to say it. Can I say it?
Yes!
I don't want to say it!
Yeah.
You can ketchup! Ketchup!
Oh, wow.
That's a first.
Didn't see that one.
I know, you guys. I can't. I put it on every... It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Should we go on? Or? All right. We'll move on after that one. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Okay. I love this question. 1994 Brad Pitt.
That was a good year for him.
That was his prime.
It was. It was a good year. It, Legends of the Fall, right? With the flowing long hair. Yeah.
Okay.
You asked.
I did. Ketchup and Brad Pitt. All right. If you worked at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
I'd like to be the dude in the who gives me my nuggets and is so kind, or the lady.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be better at being a lady.
That might be better. I always want to give them a hug. They're so nice.
They will let you do it. It would be their pleasure.
I know. They would.
So what's your favorite milkshake flavor?
Chocolate.
Nice. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be the original chicken sandwich.
Nice. What menu item have you never tried?
So my daughter and I just tried one of the wraps. We split it. And I had never tried those before. Because normally I'm always just getting a chicken sandwich. Because clearly, I think outside the box.
Yes. Okay. Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
Okay. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
No, I have not.
Oh. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
None.
What? That's not American.
I'm ketchup? Telling you, you guys, I don't do any of that.
Oh, no. We need to give you some tips on that. Maybe we could write an article for you.
You do.
All right. Well, how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Is this supposed to be fast? With ketchup?
Yes.
Probably 25. Is it a competition to see if I would, like, keep them in?
No, we just want to embarrass you. That's all. All right, is it team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
Excellent.
Nice.
With ketchup.
Lots of ketchup.
Wow.
Are you one of those people that puts ketchup on everything?
I do. So I will open up a can of peas. And just eat peas out of the can with some ketchup on it. It's really, I don't know, guys. Do you know who you're interviewing here?
Wow. Peas with ketchup. Cold peas?
Cold peas. Cold peas.
Oh, my goodness. What are they doing
in
Nebraska?
And mac and cheese and meatloaf and pizza, you know.
Wait. What about eggs? Scrambled eggs?
Yeah, but I don't do it as much.
This could be a whole game. Will Leslie put ketchup on it?
No. I don't do like cereal or anything like that, you know.
Okay. You have limits. I mean, come on.
We've got to have some boundaries.
So growing up in rural Nebraska, I mean, your access to Chick-fil-A was actually probably pretty limited.
Yes. In fact, it was. I did not have Chick-fil-A until college.
Do you remember it? Like your first taste?
No, I don't. It all kind of blends together. You know, though, the thing that I always think of with Chick-fil-A is just the kindness. If I need somebody to be kind to me, I'm going to go into Chick-fil-A.
100%. They make your day better, don't they?
But truly, you know, when you're having a bad day, it's like, you know, these guys are going to smile at you. And that's important.
So the only one in Kearney right now is on the campus, right?
Yep.
So you guys need a freestanding one.
We need one. You know, the good thing is we're always in Lincoln and Omaha for sports. Mm-hmm. And so often we'll visit when we're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to take some time to hear about your next big project. You're publishing a book called So God Made a Mother. It's going to be available for pre-order this fall, and it's coming out from Tyndale. That's exciting.
Yes, it's going to be. I think about it a lot of how was her view from home. Her view from home is awesome. Incredible. I love it. Absolutely. And sometimes I feel like her view was here just for this book and the possible series for the books. I always talk about kind of like God whispers and these feelings of what could be really big. And I felt that way with her view. And I feel that way with this book.
So I'm not allowed to read this one either.
You can read it. This will be a perfect one for you to read, actually. So it is written by Her View From Home contributors. There's about 50 to 60 different pieces in there. And I lead the reader through. And it is just, it's some good stuff. Our editor, the first round through, she ugly cried. So yeah, Jim, you might ugly cry when you're reading it as well.
Wow.
Can you give us a sample of like what some of the stories we might read in the book?
So if you go to Her View From Home, it's all similar. It's all brand new content, but this is what you're going to see. It is, we like to say it's anyone who has a mother or is a mother. It truly is for women and mothers of all ages. And you're going to read some hard things, vulnerable pieces. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. It's the journey of motherhood, the heartfelt, real, vulnerable, raw emotions in motherhood. And it's not all sugarcoated. There's some really tough stuff in there as well. But you're going to see yourself in these words. If you can see yourself in words, you're going to feel your story when you're reading these stories. It's pretty powerful stuff.
And again, that's So God Made a Mother, and it's going to be available for pre-order starting in the fall.
Yep.
Have you ever done radio before?
Have I ever done radio?
Yes.
No.
So you belong on radio. You're a storyteller, and, you know, you can go on forever.
Well, radio and TV, they're similar, right?
Yeah. Jim, she's pretty. She can be on television.
Oh, yeah.
God I've made been you for radio.
Yeah, I've been banned. I forgot about that.
Leslie, how can people connect with you?
So they can go to Her View From Home. We are very active on our Facebook page and Instagram. And I also have finally started my own social pages. Only took me 10 years. Just at Leslie Means on Facebook and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, now that you can do that, you can certainly download the Chick-fil-A app.
I do. I need to. I'm going to do that for you guys. And the next time, in fact, when we are in Lincoln, I'm going to use it and I'll send you a selfie.
Yes, do it. Awesome. Well, this has been so much fun. And thank you for the reminder that we don't all have to be Chick-fil-A sauce.
You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.